This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This story is part of our episode on becoming visible. We're talking way more these days about the lives and experiences of transgender people. Think Caitlyn Jenner's ongoing media blitz.
There was just always this drive for me to be myself.
Discrimination lawsuits.
The so-called bathroom bill in North Carolina has caused public outcry in and out of the state.
My guest, Nicole Maines, was the first transsexual youth to win a discrimination lawsuit.
Transgender political candidates.
Hello, my name is Misty K. Snow. I am running for U.S. Senate here in Utah.
We're also having conversations about getting people access to the right kind of medical care, about the distress some people experience when they don't identify with their biological sex. Psychiatrists now call that gender dysphoria. That name also represents a shift in thinking. It used to be called gender identity disorder. In a lot of ways, this topic is way more visible now, and that change is reflected in our next story. A couple of years ago, reporter Laura Ziegler wanted to follow a teenager going through transition. Laura is in Kansas City, and she had a really hard time finding somebody. But finally, a mom and her 15-year-old seemed to be up for it. They all met, they talked for an hour, and then poof, they just disappeared. They stopped returning phone calls. Back then, parents were ready to discuss the experience, but families didn't want their kids to go public. A lot has changed since then. Laura recently reconnected with one of the families she first spoke with in 2015.
At age 3, Tom and Debbie Jackson's little boy began wanting to wear sparkly shoes and to shop for clothes only in the girls' department. Debbie says they knew they had to do something when their child became sullen and stopped smiling around the age of 4.
And then she got to the point where she just very directly told us, you know, you think I'm a boy, but I'm a girl on the inside.
Debbie thought it might help other families if they heard from her little girl. Her name is now Avery. At about age 7, Avery and her mom posted a YouTube video.
Even though I was a girl, I was afraid to tell my mom and dad because I thought they would not love me anymore and they would throw me out and stop giving me any food or anything.
Back then, Debbie and her husband Tom didn't want me to talk to Avery. But things are different now. This time they invited me over to the house to meet Avery. She and her brother are homeschooled and play video games on side-by-side computer screens.
Get stab, nerd.
With pink, blue, and purple hair tumbling down her back, Avery's like many 9-year-olds who have an annoying big brother.
Don't hit me.
Avery's tired of being asked about what makes her different.
I don't know. Don't ask me these questions. I'm just playing a game.
But since Avery's mom said it was okay, I pushed a little bit.
I want you just think about this for 1 second, okay? And then I'll stop annoying you, okay? I promise.
The thing is, my mom told me you were just going to come stop and say hi and talk to her. And this is the thing they always do. It's like I'm the one that always gets the question asked. I mean, I'm not interesting. I'm just a boring person that sits at a computer animating and making games all day. That's really all I ever do.
Avery and her family were out front early with their experience, but that visibility has cost them. The Jacksons say they were kicked out of their conservative Christian church. They lost friends and family. Tom's a chiropractor. He says he's lost almost half his patients. Recently, Debbie Jackson was asked if she'd want to go back in time. On the podcast, How to Be a Girl, Debbie said this.
There's a small percentage of me that says yes, absolutely, in a heartbeat. Take it all away. I wish people didn't know our names. I wish people had never heard of us. I wish we just could go about our daily lives and not have to think about these things.
This January, when Avery appeared defiant and proud on the cover of National Geographic magazine, things changed even more. There were more requests for interviews and pictures. And sometimes that's fine. Avery wants to be a pioneer and role model. But her mom says other times, Avery just wants to fit in.
Now I'm not going to be able to leave the house without people going, oh, there's that transgender girl. So in her brain, everyone's going to be calling her that transgender girl from National Geographic.
Tom, Avery's dad, said at times the attention is frightening. Especially since the November election, they've gotten death threats, messages from white supremacists. They've had their address publicized. Critics have said the Jacksons shouldn't be allowed to raise children.
when we're out in public, I literally look 10 feet in every direction. And we've been out in public before where someone will walk up to us and say, I know who you are. And then you have that moment of panic and fear. And they're like, I absolutely love you guys. You're great.
The Jacksons are learning to live with the costs of their more public life, but experts point out there also are costs for people who feel they're living in the wrong body, but who choose not to transition. Heather McQueen, a former social worker with the Gender Pathways Clinic at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, counsels children and their families. She gives parents this advice.
We look for three things: consistency, insistence, and persistence.
She says there are symptoms to watch for.
My child has been extremely depressed for the last 6 months. My child is wearing three sports bras, can barely breathe because they're trying to conceal that they have breasts. So that is a concern.
Here's a haunting statistic. Some 40% of people with gender dysphoria will attempt suicide, according to a number of studies. This has motivated Debbie Jackson to step up her public appearances.
Debbie Jackson.
She recently was the keynote speaker at a Planned Parenthood conference. The conference addressed health care gaps for the LGBT community, how to educate providers, and why violence against transgender people is so high. Carmen Xavier, in a conservative blue suit, her auburn hair pulled back in a bun, talked about transitioning late in life.
The fact that I'm in my 60s, there's also a sense of urgency here. It's now or never.
Xavier had been a popular elected official and a prominent community activist. Coming out as a woman has isolated her from professional colleagues and even family. She's lost status and friends. It's clear talking to Xavier she still struggles, but seeing 9-year-old Avery Jackson out there being herself is inspiring.
And isn't it good that the child is becoming bored and irritated by all the attention? She just wants to be her.
9-year-old Avery Jackson has written a children's book where she got to tell her own story. It's called It's Okay to Sparkle.